Hi, my name is PJ Kwong. I love words and use them to tell my stories. Musicians tell stories too through their music. It's my job to learn their musical language and bring those stories to the listeners. Listeners with whom I can then have an ongoing conversation. Here's a little of what I can do.
Hi, everybody. PJ Kwong here with Behind the Boards podcast. Guess what? Kurt Browning is away again. So I have drafted none other than Olympic champion David Pelletier.
Good afternoon, morning, or night.
Depending on when you're listening.
Exactly.
We are going to talk about Cup of Russia. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. I want to know, do you have a high point and a low point from this weekend's competition?
Yes, of course I have to, because you asked me to have a high point
exactly.
And a low point.
On today's episode of Open Kwong Door, Adrian Arsenault.
And so I've been, you know, invited to eat with the men. And it's really hard, you know, to eat with the men. And you look at the women and you think, everything I put in my mouth is one thing they can't have for themselves or their kids. I mean, you almost can't. Can't get down.
You must be almost a curiosity, though, in some places in the
world.
Oh,
for sure. For sure.
They're kind of going, you know.
What is that?
Yeah.
No, it's true. And you know, sometimes when you end up in certain cases being a team leader and maybe you are the one who's talking to the driver about where we need to go or you're handling the money, it is an oddity for people sometimes. Kids are always, you know, kids are great wherever you go. Lots of fingers, you know, hanging onto belts and pant legs and, you know, touching your hair. And I mean, that happens with people who travel all over the world anyway. But I think we're oddities generally. Lots of questions about where are your children? Why are you here? That sort of stuff.
95.7 The Jet. It's Marty and Jody. Good morning and time once again for our daily Rio Olympics update, where we turn to our very own Bob Costas. Bob Costas listens to PJ Kwong and says, how does she do it? How does she get into their brains? From the dirty streets of Rio, it's PJ Kwong. Good morning, PJ.
Guess what? You know how I do it? I'll tell you. I phone my friend Ian in Toronto because although he's a worse sports fan than I am, he does have access to English television. So in between his binge watching of The Housewives of New Jersey, because he's a big Teresa fan, he was able to give me the following heads up. Keep your eye on Phelps. He's apparently going to do some good stuff here.
Well, that is some insight that we turned in. That's right.
Take that, Costas.
Yeah, right.
Perhaps the most anticipated battle at these World Figure Skating Championships is the one for the men's crown. When it was all said and done after the short programs, the three world champions competing in this event could be described this way. Canada's Patrick Chan was good and sits in third place after the short program with his easy style and effortless quad-triple combination. He has room to improve, but told me he was satisfied with this performance. In second was defending world champion Javier Fernandez, who was better. But best belonged to Olympic champion Yuzuru Hanyu, who led the way in the short program in a performance that could only be described as sublime. Two quads and a dose of perfection. The free programs continue on Friday. PJ Kwong for CBC Sports, Boston.
You have taught your students many things. Is there any one thing that your students have taught you about life?
For the journalist, you ask me a very smart question.
Thank you.
It's not so simple to hear a smart question from the journalist. I am completely...
I am very complimented.
No, sorry, I should tell that. I did not like, but I should tell that.
Well, that's me, PJ Kwong. People-driven, passionate, and prepared to take the listeners on a musical journey. Thanks for listening.